Show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, 2SER's number one show dedicated to the Easter long weekend. Did you know that when eating a chocolate Easter bunny, 76% of people eat the ears first? The other 24% are wrong. All right, let me see who's on the show today. I'll just have a little look around. Yeah, okay.
I just imagine Joel practicing this at home before.
Clearly, I don't practice. Back from sailing the seven seas, it's our very own DVD pirate, ahoy, Gabby Morris. What will they do with an open
sailor? Sorry, wrong
Gabby.
One.
Sorry, Gabby. Hey.
Hey, Gab.
You welcome survived.
Back. Yeah, I did. Oh, I was swaying for weeks.
Yeah, sea legs.
Oh, I had serious sea legs, yep.
Have you got your land legs back?
Just. Yep.
Just, okay.
Yep.
How are you like with the old seasickness? Did you feel any of that?
It was actually wild. It was gale force winds the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
Well, weren't you skippering yourself though?
Yep. Yep. It was seven of us on a boat. Luckily, there was two people that knew what they were doing and they were very good at it. But the first night, I woke up at 2 a.m. seasick and I was asleep. So it was really bad. Like, we thought that we had come off the mooring and like hit land. It was like a mini hurricane. It was so insane.
Jeez. Oh, that's full on.
Yeah.
It could have been a different theme. Just sit right back and you hear a tale. Tale of a fateful trip. Sorry, I'll stop singing now.
No, I like it.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, yeah, it is. I thought it was. Hey, I'm going to introduce you. And from House Radojkovic, it's Drew Barrymore's bestie, Mick Rad.
Yay!
Yeah, Drew and I go way back. Last Saturday where we met in Westfield, Parramatta.
What a time. It's just so cute. I just imagine you like getting there at 6 a.m. waiting in the line for like hours and hours and hours, and then it's like, hey, Drew, and she's like, hey, you take a photo and that's it.
Well, don't laugh, because plenty of people who were lined up there had been there since 9 o'clock the previous night.
Whoa.
So people were waiting around for, 15, 16 hours? Overnight in the car park at Westfield, waiting to get into the first row of people that could get to see Drew.
Wait, how come you got there if you other people would have been waiting?
Because my wife bought lots of her cosmetics and won a competition.
Oh, my God.
And I was a plus one. Woo! But how nice is Drew? Everyone likes Drew.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah. Had a hug. Got a photo. Asked
that
her
poor
about
woman. Like hundreds and hundreds of random people having her.
But when I walked up, the security guard made sure to say, no arms around her while during the photo, thanks. So I couldn't put my arm around her during a photo. But she did give me a hug beforehand.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's just lots of creepy guys, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we know that. Yeah.
If she's going to choose to hug and she, you know, went for the hug, so you go for the hug with Drew Barrymore. But then when I stood there for the photo, I had to sort of have my arm down to my side. Whereas all the girls are like, you know, snuggling up and like face to face, cheek to cheek and all that sort of shit. So, you know, I wasn't going
to
do that.
Mick's like, I want cheek to cheek.
But yeah, have a look at my Instagram. It's up there, Mick Rad. There you go.
Oh, good.
Pumping my Instagram now.
Did you, what did you say to her? That's okay. We can pump your Instagram.
I
don't think we want to pump Instagram. It's not that good.
Sorry, Gabby. How many followers have you got?
I actually don't know.
No, I asked her about Donnie Darko. It's one of my favorite like movies ever. Mm. And her production company made Donnie Darko.
Of course it did. Here I am making the joke last week that, oh, you know, tell her that I loved her in Scream because she's in it for like 5 minutes. If that, it's great. Donnie Darko is my favorite film of all time.
What the hell?
I watched it again like the other night.
Oh, you forgot she was in it?
And I forgot. And yeah, it's her production company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was the second movie she ever made with her production company.
Yeah.
And Never Been Kissed was the first one.
Okay.
So she talked
about
up.
That. Two very different films.
She really went up from
that also, one. Guys, she's in E.T.
Well, yeah, of course
she's in E.T. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but everybody knows she's in Donnie Darko as well.
Yeah, except for me because I forgot. Oh, that's great. What did you ask about Donnie Darko? Sorry.
Oh, I just said, look, because she talked about a bit about her film company during a little speechy thing before, and I said, oh, I'm glad that you mentioned Donnie Darko. It's one of my favourite films ever, and, you know, I'm so glad it got made because it's a pretty different sort of story. She's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, we took it to lots of different production companies. They all said no, blah, blah, blah. But we just, it was like our 30 seconds of chat, but we just chat about that.
Amazing. Yeah. Did you say Cellador?
Cellador. Most beautiful two words in the English language.
Oh, my God.
Geeking out.
I should have. That would have been good. Just gone up and said Cellador and walked off.
She would have just called security straight away.
So, Gab, yes, you're back.
I'm back.
You sailed.
I sailed.
Got sick. A lot of wind.
I didn't. That was the only time I got sick, really. I mean, there was like, it was pretty gnarly. It was like, there was swell in the Whitsundays.
Wow.
When there's never really swell, and gale force winds and wind warning, so we couldn't go around the western side of the island because it was a big sou'easter. So it was pretty crazy. There was things called bullets, and a wind bullet is like this just like random gust of wind that's like double the amount of what the wind is currently. It's just this like huge bullet that comes and hits you, and you can like go flying off the boat. It was pretty insane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is crazy.
Lots of fishing. We did lots of fishing off the back of the boat.
What did you catch?
I don't know what they're called.
Fish.
Yeah.
It's just like that song that came out, Fishing for Fishies.
Yeah. There were giant trevally.
Oh.
And lots of other cool things and squid, but we got something and then just put it straight on the back on the barbie. It was delicious.
So someone knew how to scale and
yeah.
I thought you were going to say we put it straight back in the water, but no.
Most of them did go back in the water, but there were a couple that were like perfect dinner, great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's such an amazing place. It's so crazy, and you feel like such an adventurer when you're just like on a boat. You chart where you're going to go in the morning. You radio in, check the weather, and you just decide where your adventure is going to go. It's pretty great.
Amazing.
Oh. Mm. You're a sailor now.
You are.
That's it. Take you on my boat. If I had one.
And your mouth isn't too well. What's going on there?
As soon as I got back, I was like pretty run. Like I was a bit run down. It was a pretty epic trip. And then went back to work, whatever, whatever. And my whole face was just like so much pain. And I was like, oh, God. And I could feel the back of it. It must be my wisdom tooth. And I was at work and I was like, God, this is getting bad. And I was sort of playing with it and it just burst.
What?
As I was talking to a student.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, burst. I don't really know. I think what has happened is it got infected and then it's building up with fluid. And then I went, oh, my tooth, it burst right in this poor kid's face. He was like, miss, what are you talking about? Freaking out. And I was so confused. And then it just got worse and worse. It just, the pain and pain and pain was so bad. And then I started to get really bad headache, whatever. And I went to the dentist, and I have a huge phobia of the dentist, as I was telling you guys. I've been like 6 years. And I walked in and I was like teary, and I was like, please don't touch my mouth. So scared.
Anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm a dentist. I don't care.
I did x-rays and yeah, got some doozies coming in the wrong angles and just causing it. Hadn't actually come up. It just had caused pressure and then an infection. So they're all coming out.
There we go. Oh, okay.
All of them.
Gummy Gabby. That's what we're going to call you.
And it's so funny when you talk to people about wisdom teeth that everyone has a bloody story.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just awful. I don't want to do it.
No.
You can, but then you've got a story that you can tell other people in the warning of the ways of the wisdom teeth.
Some people are like, oh, you can't, don't do this. Don't do that. It. I'm like, what? But he told me to do it. Oh, you'll be in weeks of recovery.
You're all right.
So stupid, evolutionary. Why do we have them?
They are one of the most pointless parts of the body, along with the appendix.
Yeah, appendix is
and
useless.
And the other bit.
Skin.
Tonsils.
We don't need anymore. Tonsils?
Tonsils? Nah, there's a debate around that. Tonsils, they think, are actually quite important.
Really?
I have the biggest tonsils ever, and I nearly had to get them out this year as well, and I said, nah, not doing it.
Get it. Just get the whole bulk lot. Go to the appendix as well.
Take
just rip
everything
out. I don't need it. Get it out.
All right, we should move on from across the mouth and do a bit of sports talk. Have you guys done anything sporting this week? I mean, you
crickets.
Sailed.
Yeah, sailed.
Not cricket, but crickets.
Just crickets,
nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
No, not
happened.
Really.
No, I haven't, actually.
No.
Oh, I surfed yesterday.
Okay.
That's sporty.
That's definitely sporty.
You win all the time because you do something.
Yes.
What are you, Joel? You done anything?
Nah, nothing. Nah. No, I rode my bike to my parents' place for the first time.
Yeah.
That's about a good half an hour.
Oh, so. That's good. No, that's
hour,
good.
Right? It's better than me, so it's good.
Yeah.
I think I'll walk to the shops a few times.
Yeah, I want to get into riding. I think it's a really good thing. I need to find a bike.
Hey, I've only got the one. Oh. We can share it.
Okay, cool. doesn't sound like you use it much anyway.
Okay, should we actually talk a bit of sport then?
Yeah, why not?
Go on then.
Talk sport? Okay. Sport.
Hey, we did a little segment there. It just goes, like a whistle goes.
Yeah, we said that the other week.
Sports.
Yeah. Awesome. We need something. And
I kind of like Joel's like, sport.
That'll do. Just cut that up for next week.
Okay.
All right.
In the NRL, round 5 is now behind us. Mm. Big talking points out of last week. Cameron Smith from the Storm is now the highest ever point scorer to have ever played. So okay. He reached...
In the world?
In Australia.
Yeah, well, NRL, I guess.
For the...
So.
For the well, what is she trying
to... trick question, actually. But probably because...
I would say so.
Yeah, I reckon we're the biggest. But there's the English league as well, so yeah. You might have someone.
There might be someone over there, but...
But they play different, like...
They're Super League. We are NRL. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. Oh, yes. So he reached 2,422 points against the Cowboys. Not in that game, of course, though, because that's a lot of points to score. I don't know. He scored like 6 points in that game and passed Hazem El Masri, who was obviously a fantastic goal kicker for Canterbury Bulldogs many years ago. But he already has several records. He has the record for the most games ever played and the most wins and the most goals.
Wow.
So he's holding all these records.
Is he a captain?
If you just stick around long enough, play a sport long enough, you're just going to get the records, right?
Well,
no, that's not necessarily true.
I mean, you can definitely get most games if you play for 50 years, but if you don't score tries or kick goals, it's going to be hard.
Or do you have most tries as well? Or just most goals?
Most goals.
Yeah, not tries.
Definitely not tries.
Oh, is he a captain?
He's the captain of the Melbourne Storm.
Oh, yeah.
And of the Australian team.
When he was playing, yeah. He's retired.
Oh, he retired, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
in the same game, Nene McDonald, he plays for the Cowboys. He horribly broke his ankle. It was like really bad.
Oh, it's so gross. I hate that stuff.
But the thing was, they didn't stop the game.
On live TV? Or not live?
No, I don't know if they actually showed it. I think they showed someone else broke their leg and they showed that. But I don't think they showed Nene getting his ankle broken. Anyway.
Oh, that's so bad.
The refs didn't stop the game. So there's a thing about when players go down, you know, a trainer will run on and be like, stop, 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 or whatever. But they didn't stop this time, even though the guy had a broken ankle. Like, sometimes they'll stop for minor things like bleeding.
Yeah, I didn't realize they didn't stop the game.
Oh. I think they played a full set of six and they didn't stop.
Why?
Yeah. So they got dropped, these two.
Did
they?
Oh, that was four. They got dropped.
For first grade this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
The refs.
They got fired?
No, just dropped for a week. Yeah, they go to reserve grade.
Yeah, it's like if a player plays bad, they get dropped to reserve grade. Refs are the same thing. If they ref a game badly, they get dropped.
So that's solely up to the ref to make that call, not the trainer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the trainer would have been yelling out.
But I feel like sometimes if like the injury happens down one end of the field and then the game continues up the other end, that you could leave that going, couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, but as soon as the player gets near the player on the ground, they've got to suppose to stop it.
Yeah.
So if there's any danger of a person getting like...
But Gab's saying if it happens all the way down the other end.
Sometimes I don't... Yeah, if it's far away...
But was in this case that...
Please don't ask that question.
Well, so obviously not, because they lost their jobs. I mean, they didn't lose their jobs. They went down... They got in trouble.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
It's been a big year for injuries, though. Like,
it has, and I was thinking that.
Yeah.
A lot of players have been injured so far and getting, you know, big injuries, so they're out for a few weeks at a time.
But
and
ankle, big... can you come back from that?
Would you ever want to do it again?
I've broken my foot.
You're not a professional athlete.
Oh, he's so sad. Cheer up, it's okay.
How'd you break your foot?
I mean, people, like someone broke, you broke your arm, broke your leg. There's been players that have broken all those things. And they
yeah,
come
I know,
back.
But like ankle is so like crucial to the...
Yeah, knee too. They're all pretty... Like ACLs, knee. Like if you do your ACL, like I don't think you're ever the same again. Mm. But a lot of players keep playing.
Once I was playing basketball with my dad when I was 13 and he was trying to show off in front of me and he tried to do a layup and he broke his foot.
Oh,
and he, just was wearing a boot for like, he had to go to office, work in the city.
How do you break your foot? Did he just land badly?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Speaking of crappy injuries though, Mitchell Moses, this is one of the grossest things I've ever seen. His finger was sideways. So basically he dislocated a finger on the field.
Yeah.
And what they do is they get the trainer on and he pull it out and then click it back in. And you can just hear the microphone is on him when he's pulling out. He's just going, oh, God, no! And they're just clicking it back in. He's like, oh, I can't imagine what that feels like.
I had the TV on in the background and I wasn't near it, but I heard the commentators.
Yeah.
And I heard them say that he was screaming before it went back in. Like,
yeah. It's like, dispersion, but like, how much is going to hurt?
Yeah.
Can you imagine just having your fingers
sideways? I wouldn't be, No,
it's not for me. Thank you.
I would just leave it like that. I would not let.
Take the arm.
No way.
Oh, who'd play sport? You just hurt yourself.
Silly. Yeah. Why would you talk about sport? We discussed the Titans' terrible start last week, and as we did, they went behind our backs and beat the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we sort of mentioned that.
During the game, I told you they were going well.
That's right. So they won their first game. So now every team has won. That's fantastic. Cody Walker scored 4 tries in a single match.
Yeah, full on. Don't get that
silly. That is silly. The Roosters are looking really good. They beat the Sharks 30-16 last weekend. I picked the margin, by the way.
What?
There you go. And they got out to a 30-0 lead.
Yeah.
And then I mean, the Sharks scored a few tries towards the end there, but 30-0, and it just looked crazy. And then
we had the Dragons. Dragons looking good. The other one. Yeah, they smashed the Bulldogs. What was
40
it?
40-4.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you got Corey Norman now stepping up for the Drags. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Hey, you should scratch your arm on the microphone. That's great.
can you hear that?
Yeah, can you hear that go?
Yeah.
Sorry. I won't scratch anything.
That's what it sounds like. Okay. And yeah, so they did it without Sims and Widdup.
Yeah.
Dragons looking pretty good.
Big game. Easter Monday.
Yes, Tigers and Eels.
Your team versus my team.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we didn't really do anything for it.
No, well, not yet. It's not on yet.
Yeah, but it's going to be Monday. Like, we should.
And it's in the brand new stadium, Bankwest Stadium. It looks amazing.
It does look quite good.
Where's
I must
the stadium?
Admit.
Parramatta.
Where the old Parramatta stadium was. Right. They've replaced it with a big Western Sydney stadium, but it's like sponsored.
Are you going to go?
I'm going. I'm there. It's going to be sold out. 30,000 people. Amazing, like fireworks and lights, and it's going to be so good.
What are you? I just imagine him sitting there going, "Wow."
I will be.
If they don't play this over the loudspeaker while you're there, I'm going to be desperately upset.
Nick's very excited.
Every week. He has to do it. Every week.
Sorry.
Is that because I just get excited?
You are excited a lot. You're a very excited man.
Mm. Yes.
And that's great. It brings us up.
Yeah.
Why are you coming, Joel?
No, I won't be there.
Oh.
Yeah. Only because you're going. No. I should go.
You should go. It's
going
to be huge.
Yeah.
I can get you a spare ticket, maybe.
So it's definitely sold out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. I love that. That's great. The Raiders are sitting third. Are we going to do anything, though, if your team wins or if my team wins?
Who's your team?
Some sort of wager. Parramatta versus the Tigers. Eels,
okay.
Tigers.
Yeah.
Any sort of wager you can think of, Gab?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I'll have a think, and I'll read the rest of this stuff out, because I know you're not listening.
It's so good.
The Raiders are sitting third after winning 4 of the last 5.
Meh.
So, I know, but this is like a totally different team, the Raiders. You know, this is a team that would always lose those close games, and now they're actually winning them, and they're sitting third.
Yeah, I know. I'll fall over. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I've got a thing against the Raiders. I used to live in Canberra, and their fans just annoy the piss out of me. But hello, any Raiders fans out there. I hope you're enjoying your team being third. I didn't mean you.
Personally. The Broncos have only won a single game this year. They lost to the Tigers in a thrilling finish, and they just don't look the same anymore. Mm. And had the Bulldogs won last weekend, all 3 Queensland teams would have been the last 3 teams on the ladder.
That would have been the best.
It would have been
ever fantastic.
It would have been so cute.
And I can't wait for New South Wales to just smash the Maroons this year.
I don't know. I don't even know where they're going to get a team from.
Nah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Excellent. Gabby, I gave you a little bit of time. Anything?
Yeah, so Joel, if your team wins, you get to kick a rugby ball at Mick's head.
Oh, come on.
Wow, how close?
Like 5 meters away.
Do I get the duck?
And Mick, if you win, Joel gets just to make you a cup of tea.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Tea? Jeez, give her a bit more time, Josh. Give her a bit
more time. Well, we'll talk AFL and that'll give you a bit more time. Okay. After the first four rounds, six teams are now 3 wins and 1 loss. So Brisbane and Geelong have now lost. They were the two teams that hadn't lost a game yet. Gold Coast, they pulled out a stunning win over the Blues with only 10 seconds left on the clock. That was a little bit exciting. And just a little something on the new rules. So the AFL wanted a free-flowing, high-scoring game this year because they've changed. They brought in these 9 new rules. They wanted to change it. They thought it would be more free-flowing, more points scored. After the first 4 rounds, what have we got here? Where are my numbers? 14. Nope, that's not the number I'm looking for. Anyway, I can't find it. But
you can edit that out later.
We are scoring, the AFL are scoring less than they did this time last year.
Oh, so the rules have backfired. Oh.
Yeah, is what I'm trying to say.
Why is that?
What is the rule? I don't even know what the new rules are.
Oh, there's 9. I'm not going to name them all.
Oh.
We had that, things. The 666 rule, which I like the name of.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the sliding rule.
The sliding rule, like a rule, the rule that goes sliding, the sliding ruler. No, that's right. No, not that one.
What are you talking? Anyway.
Remember the meter ruler? We used to have meter rules at school. Did you have them?
Well, you couldn't be near.
No, just a ruler that was meter,
like an
meter
ruler.
Long.
A meter rule.
It's like the Drew Barrymore rule where you can't put the number around. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Where are we? What's going on?
Where are we? Okay, we'll move it away from AFL.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rules.
All right.
Watch
I'll
look and you'll see.
Okay.
You wanted to talk a bit of football, Mick.
Oh, yes. Champions League, very exciting. We're getting to the pointy end of all the football. We're talking soccer football here. Football. This morning, very exciting. Actually, it was yesterday morning, sorry. Champions League. Tottenham versus Man City. So it's quite rare that you get to the quarterfinals of the Champions League and you've got 3 English teams left. So all the English fans are like frothing over this. But 2 of the English teams played in the quarterfinals. And Man City and Tottenham played. This was at the Man City's home. So Tottenham had a 1-point lead. So they scored away. Oh, I've got this wrong. Anyway.
Keep trying. You'll get there eventually.
Yeah. They were up by 1. That's right, because they scored 1 goal already. And so this game was at Man City. And it's a whole away goal rule. So whoever scores the most away goals gets counted as an extra, as double when it comes to a tie. Anyway, it was a crazy game. 7 goals in this game, back and forward. You know, Chelsea, Tottenham were up, Man City were up, Tottenham were up, Man City were up. It was like 1-1, 1-1. It came to the very end. It was 3-4. And Man City got a goal with like, no time, like 2 minutes into extra time. And it was a goal. Everyone thought it was a goal. And they went to VAR, which is
It was brutal.
TV ref, video ref, whatever. And they just ruled that, I think Sterling was offside by like half a meter. It was like centimeters in it. And this is the first time they've done VAR in Champions League. So it's quite a big deal. So Man City, they still won the game, but Tottenham won on away goal and rule. And they go through to the semi-finals, which is massive for Tottenham.
So if that point was included, would they have done better, Man U?
Manchester City would have won the game if they'd got that goal, if it had counted.
Oh, I thought they were winning already.
They were already winning 4-3, but they would have won 5-3, which would have then negated the away goal.
Yeah.
Like 4 all.
Huge. So Tottenham are into the semis, and they're going to be playing Ajax, and Ajax are a team that beat Juventus, which is Cristiano Ronaldo's team. So that's pretty big for Ajax because they've never made the semifinals before. So they're playing there, and Liverpool are through as well because they were amazing. They beat Porto 4-1, and they are playing Barcelona in the semi-final, I think. Has that been decided yet? We'll have to, maybe by now it has. Anyway,
okay.
Maybe by now it has. anyway, I was just really excited. It's really good football. We're getting to the point here. It's all very exciting, the end of the season. But soon is the Women's World Cup as well, so we can still keep talking football.
Excellent. Very soon too. That is great.
Yes. What else sport?
Cricket, just quickly, the World Cup.
Oh, the squad.
Is coming up. Yes, the squad has been named. Now, Steve Smith and Dave Warner both made it in. I guess they were always going to make it in.
Yep.
But there they are. No room for Peter Hanscom, Ashton Turner, Kane Richardson. And these are players who went over and have been playing in India and the United Arab Emirates. And oh, no, they don't play in India, sorry. But they've been playing overseas. Oh, they did play in India. They don't play in Pakistan. I'm all over the place. Anyway, Mitchell Starc and Jai Richardson have been named, even though their fitness is a bit... So, 15-man squad looks a little bit different to what went overseas just recently.
And you couldn't leave Warner out, even though there's controversy there, because he is the top scorer in the IPL right now. He's on fire. So he's despite all of his indiscretions.
He is one of those ones.
Yes, he is the sandpaper guy.
Yep.
Yes, he's the big one. He was the big one. He's in the IPL, 400 from his 7 matches.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of runs. One century and 450s.
Yeah, he's nailing it.
Steve Smith, not as many runs. He's only managed 186. He's averaging 37.2. But still, it's Steve Smith. They also had a thing about Cricket Australia had off-contract players or contracted players, and some players get contracted and some don't. Mitch Marsh got dropped. He's not contracted as
he's gone from the
player.
Test team
so
to
he was
no
the
contract.
Vice captain of the test team a few months ago into being... You know.
Wow, what did he do? I feel like
what
he's done something.
What did he do? Oh, well. Really?
Yeah, okay. That's a pretty big fall from Bruce.
It is. Golf, really quickly.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods wins in Augusta at the US Masters. It's the fifth time. 14 years since he last wore a green jacket. He's got a lot of money. I don't know why he can't buy his own.
they gave him the same gold green jacket too. He didn't get
what did I say?
Like a
did
new
I say
one.
Gold or green?
He said gold, but it's green.
It is green,
and,
yeah.
So. Yeah, they gave him the old green jacket that he had worn when he wore it last time.
Oh, really?
When he won last time. It's got a few mothballs on it. They just blew them off.
It's his 15th major title. He's 3 short of Jack Nicklaus now.
Yeah. So will he get it?
Poor, I don't know. I mean, you would have said no because he hadn't done much for so long and now he's back.
He's
so,
back.
Yeah.
And how about this bloke from West Wisconsin in America who put a bet on of $85,000, which he scrounged around by like getting money off his super and stuff. Put a bid on for $85,000 to win, for Tiger to win the Masters, won $1.2
million. Wow.
I mean, who bets $85,000? He reckons he could afford to lose it, but whatever, mate.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's the single biggest wager and win, I think, in this betting agency's history or something.
Whoa.
That's silly money.
Yeah.
It is silly.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play a game, and this has a long title, so I need a breath. Now that Gabby has returned from sailing, these are questions about sailing.
Yay!
Oh, she's going to win, though, because she's a sailor.
Yeah.
Guys. I know about having cheese boards at 4 o'clock and 4Xs, so.
Love it.
Okay. We'll just get straight into it. When was the first time sailing was included on the Olympic program? Was it 1992, 1996, or 1896?
96.
Which century?
Oh, 1996.
Okay.
1992.
It's actually 1896.
No way.
Well, there you go. Oh.
I should have guessed when you said which 96.
I think we're almost in key there. On the 15th of May 2010, who became the youngest person to complete a solo and unassisted trip around the world? Sailing trip.
Oh, is that the kid?
Yeah.
Jessica
Watson?
Jessica Watson!
Done.
Well done. When standing at the back of the boat looking forward, is starboard on the left or on the right?
Oh, she's going to get this.
You have to get this.
Right.
And that is right. Ding.
Starboard's right.
Yep.
Port's left.
Yeah.
You know, I always try and remember that by thinking port is like 4 letters and so is left.
Okay, that
works. That's good.
That's good. Does or you work? Can say how much port is left if you're drinking port.
Oh my God, that's a good one too.
Mm-hmm. That's a common one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I just made that up. Damn. What are two types of rigging found on a sailing boat?
What?
Why did I ask that question? You're both wrong.
What?
The main rig?
Mainsail and main... the mainsail.
Running and standing.
What? That wah. Just like rubbed it in.
What colour flag must be flown when first entering the territorial waters of another country?
Your own flag.
No, there's three. There's colour. You have to have colour. Is it yellow, red, or green?
I'm going to say green.
Okay.
Green for go.
I'll say yellow just because he said green.
Yellow is right. And one more? Nah.
No, it's nah.
Nah. Sorry. I'll do one more. Which of these is the larger sail? The minor sail? The port sail? The starboard sail? or the mainsail?
It's got to be mainsail.
It has to be, doesn't it?
Those other sails don't exist.
I don't know. I feel like they do.
No, I don't think they do.
Port sail?
No.
No?
You just made
starboard sail?
Did you make them up?
Minor sail? I don't know. Hey, have a happy and safe Easter, guys.
I like Easter sails. Get cheap chocolate.
Oh, don't talk about chocolate.
Have you happy Easter? What's wrong with chocolate?
Nothing. We'll talk about it later. yes. And to our listener as well, have a very happy and safe Easter. And please stop calling. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Bye. Please stop calling.